This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1319. Connect when you wouldn't expect it. Tips for practicing your English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, I share two stories that happened to me in the past week where I had a chance to connect with someone in the moment. Find out how this strategy can improve your English and give you a better life.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Awesome, Michelle. I'm happy to be here. Feeling good. Everything's good. Yes.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. Well, I've had a few experiences that I'm going to share in a little bit, which really brought a smile to my face, as cheesy as that sounds, because they were connection moments in times when people don't usually take the opportunity to connect.
Ooh, I like that. I'm excited to hear about that and how our listeners can have more of those moments, right?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But Lindsay, first, we want to connect with our listeners by thanking them for reviewing us.
Yeah, we want to encourage you guys to go and rate and review our show. And if you do, you may get your name announced on the show. And we're going to do that now for the people that reviewed us in January. So thank you to Yashinka from Spain, someone from Taiwan on January 17th, Evan Nove from the US, Violoxixi from UK, Mari Parsha Mare from the US, Belitos from the US, Daniel Agostino from Brazil. My gosh, Michelle, so many.
Yeah.
Movistar from Guatemala, Waiju from Korea, and Mary. Persian girl from Qatar. Wow, guys, this is awesome. Thank you so much for these reviews.
Thank
Michelle,
you.
These are so good. I'm seeing 4 stars. I'm seeing 5 stars. It's awesome.
Fantastic. I love it. Oh my goodness. Thank you guys so much. And yeah, definitely head over wherever you listen to us, guys. Please, please review us because we love to see it. It helps us connect with you and just really, it means a lot. And also, you guys, you gotta share this show with a friend.
Yes.
Share this show. If you love our show, and I hope that you do, you gotta send it to someone else who could use it. Someone awesome, someone who really is looking for, you know, an opportunity to work on their English, to grow as a person, to connect with us, right? We want a new and awesome All Ears English listeners.
Definitely, guys, share, spread the wealth.
Exactly.
Share the good stuff around the world. So that's very cool. And all right, that's great. So Michelle, let's get into today's episode. What are we talking about?
Okay, well, you know how, I feel like nowadays, it can be really hard to connect with people.
Yeah.
Everybody's sitting, staring at their phones.
Uh-huh.
You're on the train, people are staring at the phones. You're standing in the elevator, people are staring at their phones. It's
mm-hmm.
so easy to stare at your phones, and it's so easy to disconnect
yeah.
from people. Okay.
Yeah, completely
and
agree.
I had just a couple experiences in just the past week where instead of disconnecting in a time where it would be so easy to do so, people connected with me. And they happened to both be non-native English speakers. And it happened to be at times when typically maybe people would not speak. And yes. It was just such an amazing experience for me. And it really made me think about our listeners and how they can apply this to practicing their English and connecting with people. So I wanted to really share these today.
I love that, Michelle. This is so cool. And this is how we can get to know people from all over the world, right? And I don't know. Yeah, you're right. We get so stuck in our lives. We get so stressed out sometimes about our problems. But then like we can actually have that nice moment of just sharing a human connection with someone around the world. And it can be refreshing and keep us. It's what keeps us alive in the world.
Oh, it is. When you have that experience, I mean, one of these times was just when I was totally in my own world, not paying attention. And then I had this experience, and I'll get to it in a second, and it totally changed the tone of my day, and it was surprising to me, and in a good way.
That's awesome. I love it. So I want to hear more about this. Well, let's get into it. I mean, how can our listeners do something like this?
Okay, awesome. So, well, the first story is we lost one channel on our TV. Just one. And it happened to be one that we liked.
Oh, no. Was it the Friends channel?
No. The Friends channel. No, it was HGTV.
Oh, even better. Even better.
Exactly.
Just for our listeners, in case they don't know, what does HGTV stand for?
I think we were just talking about this. I think it's Home and Garden.
Yeah,
TV,
I think
right?
so. I think so. People talk about I was at a party this weekend and people were talking about HGTV too. So this is a cultural topic, guys. Oh, you may want to take notes.
So yeah, that one channel wasn't working, and it's like that's like the show that I like unwind with at the end of the day. So we had to call the cable company because it was a problem. It turned out that the man speaking to us on the phone, he was not a native English speaker, and he said that he was from the Philippines. So he started talking to us, and so anyway, we needed to reboot, which is a good bonus word. Our TVs, which means, you know, we had to like shut it down, and he had to do some of his magic. I don't know what he was doing, but they basically reset it. Okay. And while, I mean, I've done this tons of times before where I have to reset the TV, and usually what happens is they just wait. They just wait, and then no one says anything.
That's been my experience too. There's nothing on the other side of the line.
Right. Or they put you on hold or whatever it is. So I'm not sure if maybe this was a new company policy, or not, but the man on the phone, he said, "Oh, I want to talk to you because I like to get to know my customers."
Oh, that's cool. That's nice, right? How did you feel when he said that?
At first, I was kind of like surprised because that never happens. I mean, and he really kept talking. He was asking me questions. He talked to me about his family. He was asking questions about New York. And it was just this, you know, at first it was, I was kind of laughing about it. And then I was like, wait, I'm really enjoying myself. This is so much more enjoyable than me sitting, staring at the TV, waiting for that bar to get to a certain point where I know it's going to work again. I mean, and it was such a positive experience because we don't, you know, people don't tend to do that nowadays. Yeah. And I don't know why he did it. Maybe he's just a friendly guy. Maybe he was curious about New York. Maybe, you know, he just likes to connect with people. Maybe he listens to Allers English. I don't know.
Maybe.
No, I don't know. But maybe he wanted to practice his English. Maybe he didn't want to practice, but he's just nice. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I love that.
No, you go ahead.
No, that's an awesome story, Michelle. I love that. It's true. Like we get into our bubbles and we think that it's easier to just stay in the bubble.
Yeah.
But it's actually like a very reduced quality of life if we stay in there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I loved it. I mean, I just loved it. It was so much more interesting. I liked, you know, getting to connect with this, you know, worker on the phone. And then another thing was the other story I was telling you about. There was a woman who, she was helping direct people in the street, in the crosswalk. And And I was starting to walk past her. I mean, she was actually on the side. So I don't know if she was off duty or what she was. But all of a sudden, she started talking to me. Mm-hmm. And it takes – at first, you're like, what? Really? Because people don't do that.
Yeah.
And – but then I started talking to her. And she was so nice. And so she was so much fun. And it sounded like she was perhaps a non-native speaker as well. And I was just really like – I don't know, just
awesome.
Touched by these experiences. So I wanted to share them and, you know, talk about how these can be helpful for our listeners. And really, this is a human thing. This is mm-hmm. not just for people practicing English. And again, I can't assume that that's what these people were doing because that may be their personality trait.
Totally.
But this is for everybody. I think we could all use a little bit of this nowadays.
Oh my God. Especially when you're here, you live in New York, you live in Boston. Those aren't necessarily like overly friendly cities.
Yeah.
You know, and
true.
It's very easy to just get in our own world. So I love this idea. This is a human skill. It's not just a, you know, learning English to native English speaker skill. It's human. I agree, Michelle. Guys, do you have just one friend who is also trying to learn English? Help your friend to feel successful in the world by listening to All Ears English, where we focus on connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. So go ahead now and share All Ears English with your friend. Thanks, guys.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Yeah, definitely. So, it got me thinking about how people should talk to each other more when we're usually silent. Okay. And I think that not only our listeners, but everybody can take something from this experience. So, let's talk about a few ways that this could help our listeners, because that's who we're talking to today.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So what would be the first tip? I mean, this sounds like something like, for example, we can talk to people even if it feels like it's not an opportunity to talk. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, guys, it's easier to be silent, right? It's easier for everybody to be silent, like Lindsay, you said, being in your own world. But that's not a way to connect. And if you're practicing your English, if you want to practice your English, that's not a way to practice. So, guys, we got to take opportunities to speak when there is someone to talk to and listen to, right? Mm-hmm. Even if it seems out of the ordinary, like, unless, of course, it's really awkward timing and someone's like running for the train and you're like, I want to talk to you, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just try it. There's nothing to lose by being friendly. Maybe someone is a little bit like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that at first. But guys, I did end up connecting with these two people and it was a positive experience.
Yeah. And I think there's something to this to think about, like regional differences too, right? Because I think I mentioned this on the show before. One of the reasons that I like being out west is that it's more normal to do this. And when I first moved here, or even now, I've just moved here. So it can be weird to walk up and someone does engage in that conversation because you walk in and you're closed off. You're from the East Coast. You're not expecting it. But at the end of the day, what leads to a satisfied day and therefore a satisfied life? It's connections. It's knowing other people, having people know you, right? So we have to do it. Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. And then you guys, another tip is don't worry about feeling silly or appearing to be over friendly.
Yeah. I like that, Michelle. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, at first I was a little surprised that, you know, especially with the man on the phone, that he wanted to talk because I'm like, really? I'm just waiting for this. You know, I'm like, I want my TV to work, blah, blah, blah. And then it kind of really relaxed me and it was charming and it was fun. And he asked us a lot of questions and then led us to the next topic and to the next one. And it went on for like 5 or 10 minutes. So don't worry if it seems strange at first. Hopefully people will take the time to connect with you after. Maybe at first they're surprised. Okay, so who cares? Take the opportunity to connect.
Yeah, I mean, we have to get out of our own heads. It's kind of similar to how I sometimes feel if I work at home all day, right? Mm-hmm. And then I plan to go out for an event, maybe a networking event. At first, I don't want to go. I'm just like, oh, it would just be easier to like, you know, maybe work out, stay in my own head, stay home, or just hang out with people I already know. But then when I get there, I start to open up and I feel this like sense of kind of magic. It just feels good. Like you have a few conversations and you kind of come to life in a way that you weren't alive the rest of the day, if that makes sense.
Right. Oh, I love that. Yeah. So, and guys, this next one is just really practical. Think about specific times that you're missing out on practicing. That you're missing out on connecting. Kind of think about your own life. Like, you know, when I was traveling recently, I realized that I was missing out on a lot of occasions to practice, either because I was nervous or it seemed like not the right time to talk to someone, right? But then I would start to try and implement one new thing a day, right?
That's good. Yeah.
So take inventory of the times that you could speak English, that you could connect when, and you choose not to. And ask yourself why.
Right? I like that. So would we like write this out maybe? Let's sit down at the end of the day?
You could kind of, I mean, I think it's not a bad thing to write it out. And then you can look at it and be like, okay, like how can I change this? How can I add one more opportunity to speak English every day?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And then, of course, you know, we could do a follow-up episode on what if the person doesn't want to talk, right? What's the body language we're looking for? And maybe that is, maybe that's cross-cultural, maybe that's global, or maybe that's specific to a culture. But that would actually be an interesting episode because this is great, this is important, but if the person doesn't want to talk, then we should catch those signals.
Right.
But that's another day. But I do like your idea, Michelle, of sitting down at the end of the day and taking inventory. Good term, by the way.
Thank you.
Just to see what could I have done? You know, therefore, what can I do next time?
Right. Definitely. And guys, you know, just some extra tips, you know, just keep asking questions, right? Like that's what this man on the phone did. He just kept on asking questions about New York. Not too personal, but like just general kinds of questions. And that was fun. And, you know, you can also, you know, when you want to talk to somebody, you could say something like, oh, I'd really love to chat with you. That's what this guy said. Or just start talking.
So he was quite upfront at the beginning. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. There's no shame in being upfront and saying what you want. And then if the person doesn't want it, they'll give you a signal, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, oh my gosh. So again, guys, before we get to the takeaway, we did want to remind you to review our podcast wherever you listen. So rate and review it, and also make sure that you share this podcast, right? We're talking about connection today. We're talking about opportunities to talk to one another. So make sure that you take this opportunity to share this podcast with a friend.
Yeah, for sure. Whatever podcast app you're using, you know, whether you're using the iOS app to listen or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, there should be a function to share the show, share a link to this episode. So go ahead and do that right now, guys. Find someone who also believes in connection and share it with them. Well, this is great. I mean, this is what we're all about here, Michelle, is moments like this.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. So Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Guys, do this. Take this seriously. This is a good kind of New Year's resolution. We're in mid-February now, but we still are not halfway through the year, not even close. So this could be something you add to your regimen, your style of practicing this year in 2020. So do that inventory, see where you could have made those connections, and then the next day, go and make those connections.
Definitely. Oh, wow. This has been really, really fun. And just, thanks to those people who started talking to me. I loved it. It was fun. And, just think, how can you make your English more meaningful? Don't let things hold you back. And, you know, even things like writing and texting can help, right? Like on Instagram, Facebook groups. We've talked about this today before, but try and connect in more ways than you currently are.
Yes, I love it. Okay, Michelle, thanks for sharing your stories. Very interesting experiences, especially for New York. The fact that you're
right,
in New York.
Really?
I mean, these things don't happen every day in New York, so we need to know about them.
That is right. That's awesome. All right. Well, Lindsay, thanks for talking to me today. And guys, thanks for listening.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.